In September 2025, Chicago's City Council approved a resolution apologizing for slavery, segregation, and systemic racism affecting black residents. The vote was 43-4, yet four aldermen rejected a simple apology, exposing deep divisions. Alderman Lamont Robinson, who sponsored the resolution, confronted his colleagues, demanding they explain their position to their black constituents. The resolution apologized for historical injustices and policies perpetuating racial inequality, acknowledging oppressive restrictions black residents faced in Illinois. Alderman Nick Spassato, a white Trump supporter, stated, "I apologize to absolutely nobody. I want my name off there." Alderman Raymond Lopez claimed Chicago's economy was not slave-driven and served as a haven for freed enslaved people, suggesting a focus on contemporary issues. Alderman Anthony Napolitano voted no, citing the administration's alleged abandonment of black neighborhoods and diversion of funds to migrant services. Slavery existed in Chicago from the 1700s, with French traders bringing enslaved African and Native American people. Despite Illinois becoming a free state in 1818, its constitution contained loopholes, and black codes reinforced slavery's structure through indentured servitude and oppressive laws. The Great Migration brought over 850,000 black Southerners to Chicago, but they encountered a different, equally brutal system of segregation. By the 1920s, racial covenants and property deeds forbade occupancy by Negroes, with over 80% of Chicago properties carrying such restrictions. Federal policy deepened segregation through redlining, where neighborhoods where black people lived were almost automatically rated D and marked as high risk. This led to a significant wealth gap. Homes in formerly best-rated zones now have median values around $937,000, compared to $323,000 in formerly redlined zones. Urban renewal legislation in the 1940s and 50s forcibly displaced over 80,000 black Chicagoans, targeting thriving black neighborhoods for slum clearance. From 1972 to 1991, white detectives under Commander John Burge tortured over 120 black suspects to extract false confessions. In 2015, Chicago City Council passed the nation's first police torture reparations ordinance, a $5.5 million package providing remedies beyond just money. Mayor Brandon Johnson's Reparations Task Force, funded with $500,000, will study the legacy of slavery and discriminatory policies, identifying harms and recommending remedies by June 2026. Evanston, a nearby suburb, implemented a reparations program, setting aside $10 million from cannabis sales tax revenue for mortgage assistance and home improvement funding for black residents. However, Evanston's program faces a legal challenge, and lower-than-expected cannabis sales have impacted funding, posing challenges for Chicago's plans. Chicago's effort connects to a broader national movement, including H.R. 40, which proposes a commission to study and develop reparations proposals for African Americans. The four aldermen who voted no represent a political faction unwilling to acknowledge historical reality, but their votes could not stop the 43 who voted yes. Chicago is moving forward even as some officials cling to historical denial, with the question now being whether the city will deliver substantive remedies or merely symbolic apologies.